जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram. Jai Radha Shyam Sundar. Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe. Jai Gauranitai, 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 Jai Gauranitai. Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupad. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtotar Sat His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri. Hare Krishna. Yesterday was Gaur Purnima, so today we celebrate Jagannath Mishra's festival. So we will continue with Gaur Katha. We will begin by chanting a bhajan written by one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that bhajan it's called Gauranga Tumi More Daya Na Chhadi Ho. Although we don't have song books, but it is not difficult to follow. The translation I'll read first. O Lord Gauranga, please do not neglect to show me your mercy, making me your very own property. Kindly keep me situated at the reddish soles of your feet. With the intention of attaining your feet, I have utterly renounced everything. Now I have taken full shelter of your soothing lotus feet. Whether I am related to this family lineage or that family lineage, I have completely abandoned them all. I beg you to mercifully keep me by your lotus feet, calling me your own. Vasudev Ghosh says, since I have tightly grasped hold of your feet, please keep me here by always bestowing their soothing shade.
Gauranga tumi more dayana chadi ho Gauranga tumi more dayana chadi ho apan koriya ranga charane rakhi ho apan koriya ranga charane rakhi ho gauranga tumi more dayana chadi ho tomar charan lagi shabat yagilo tomar charan lagi shabat yagilo शीतल चरण पाया शरण लोइलो शीतल चरण पाया शरण लोइलो Gauranga tumi more dayana chadi ho ekule okule mui dilu tilanjali ekule okule mui dilu tilanjali राखी हो चरणे मोरे আপনার বলি রাখি হো চরণে মোরে আপনার বলি গৌরাঙ্গ তুমি মোরে দয়ন ছাড়ি হ বাসুদেব ঘোষ বলে চরণ ধরিয়া বাসুদেব ঘোষ বলে চরণ ধরিয়া কৃপা করি রাখো মোরে পদ ছায়া দিয়া কৃপা করি রাখো মোরে পদ ছায়া দিয়া গৌরাঙ্গ তুমি মোরে দয়ন ছাড়ি হ গৌরাঙ্গ তুমি মোরে দয়ন ছাড়ি হ
ওমজ্ঞানতিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জনশলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ শ্রীচৈতন্যমনোভীষ্টম স্থাপিতম যেন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপকদা মহ্যম দদাতি স্বপদান্তিকম বন্দেহম শ্রীগুরুঃ শ্রীযুতপদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সাগ্রজাতম সহগণ রঘুনাথান্বিতম তম সজীবম সাদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম পরিজন সহিতম কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্যদেবম শ্রীরাধা কৃষ্ণপাদাং সহগণললিতা শ্রীবিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ বাঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্য এব চ পতিতানাম পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ নমো মহাবদান্যায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নামনে গৌরত্বিষে নমঃ হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধো দীনবন্ধো জগৎপতে গোপেশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধা কান্ত নমোস্তুতে তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃষভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরিপ্রিয়ে জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় অদ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna. So we'll read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 13, Text 123. Kaviraj Goswami is talking about the importance of hearing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is not talking about hearing mobile phone rings. Please switch off your mobiles.
Paiya manusha janma jena shune gaura guna. Heno janma tara vyartha hoilo. Paiya amrita dhuni piye visha gartha pani. Janmiya se kene nahi maila. Paiya manusha janma jena shune gaura guna. Heno janma tara vyartha hoila. Paiya amrita dhuni piye visha gartha pani. Janmiya se kene nahi maila. Paiya manusha janma jena shune gaura guna. Heno janma tara vyartha hoila. Paiya amrita dhuni piye visha gartha pani. Janmiya se kene nahi maila.
Please chant.
Paiya manusha janma jena shune gaura guna. Hena janma tara vyartha hoila. Paiya amrita dhuni piye visha gartha pani. Janmiya se kene nahi maila. Paiya manusha janma jena shune gaura guna. Hena janma tara vyartha hoila. Paiya amrita dhuni piye visha gartha pani. Janmiya se kene nahi maila.
Mataji, anyone?
Paiya manusha janma jena shune gaura guna. Hena janma tara vyartha hoila. Paiya amrita dhuni piye visha gartha pani. Janmiya se kene nahi maila. পাইয়া মানুষ জন্ম যেনা শুনে গৌর গুণ হেন জন্ম তার ব্যর্থ হইল পাইয়া অমৃত ধুনি পিয় বিষগর্ত পানি জন্মিয়া শেখেন নাহি মহিল
Srila Prabhupada's translation. Anyone who attains a human body but does not take to the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is baffled in his opportunity. Amrita Dhuni is a flowing river of the nectar of devotional service. If after getting a human body, one drinks the water in a poison pit of material happiness instead of the water of such a river, it would be better for him not to have lived but to have died long ago. Paiya manusha janma, having obtained the human form of life, je na shune gaura guna, who doesn't listen to the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hena janma tara vyartha hoila. Such a person's life is wasted. Paiya amrita dhuni, having obtained the flowing river of the nectar of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, piye visha garta pani. Pani means water, piye means to drink, visha is the poison of sense gratification. Gartha means the ditch. So instead of drinking the nectar of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, if one rather drinks the little water that is dirty in a ditch, the water of sense gratification, then one should better have died. It's not worth living. That is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's conclusion. So therefore, for devotees, life means hearing and chanting about Krishna and being engaged in devotional service. And that is what Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come to this world to do, to engage everyone in his devotional service and to let everyone have this nectar. When Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, most extraordinary circumstances prevailed. Kaviraj Goswami explains, Akalanka Gaura Darshan Dilodarsha Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dilodarshan Sakalanka Chandra R Kano Prayajana. He says that when the real moon, the spotless moon of Sri Gauranga arose in the sky of Navadvip, what need was there for this so-called false moon which shines in the sky and which has black spots? So now the real moon, Gaurachandra, has risen to give everybody his soothing rays. When Mahaprabhu appeared, it was the time of the eclipse, because the planet Rahu was thinking that, well, what is the use now of this false moon? Now that the real moon has arisen, so let me eclipse the false moon. So a lunar eclipse took place. And it was the custom that during a lunar and solar eclipse, people would go into a holy river, stand up to their waist, and chant the holy names of the Lord. Now, of course, such customs do not exist really, but they were prevalent even as recently as 500 years ago. So on the pretext of a lunar eclipse, the Lord made everyone chant the holy names even as he advented into this world. He entered 13 months before his appearance into the heart of Jagannath Mishra, a most pious and devoted Brahmana. From Jagannath Mishra's heart, the Lord transferred himself into the heart of his wife, Shachi Devi. And the Lord remained in her womb for 13 long months before he decided it was time to appear to the external vision of the people of this world. And when he appeared, everyone experienced an inexplicable joy. All over the universe, there were celebrations, not just in Navadvip town, which was agog with happy discussions about the birth of the newborn child in Jagannath Mishra's house, but even in the higher planets. The wives of the demigods, they all came disguised as Brahmanis, as the wives of Brahmanas, into the house of Mahaprabhu. And they mingled with the earthly population of Navadvip, and nobody could make out who was who. Kaviraj Goswami is explaining very colorfully how the people started gathering at the place where Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu had advented. Even Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur, who were at that time in Shantipur, were dancing ecstatically, and Advaita Acharya began giving away many things in charity, and Haridas Thakur was wondering that there must be some special reason why Advaita Acharya is doing this. Even Acharya Ratna and Srivas Thakur were overwhelmed with joy, and they were also dancing. All the respectable gentlemen and ladies of the neighborhood of the whole town of Navadvip, which had thousands and thousands of people who were all very scholarly by nature, they all came there. And they were astonished to see this beautiful child who had the complexion of natural gold. And as these ladies came in and out, nobody could recognize them. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Sachi Devi saw these extraordinarily beautiful ladies, demigoddesses, and she was not able to recognize them. They didn't seem to be familiar. She hadn't seen them in Navadvip town. But nevertheless, she was too shy to ask them who they were. And probably she wouldn't have imagined that they were demigoddesses coming in disguise. Even the demigods came. The celebrations in the higher planets were going on in full swing. Kettle drums and all kinds of musical instruments were playing. And there was dancing and singing going on. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains the demigods, the demigoddesses were all embracing each other, not even knowing whom they were embracing. And in this way, they were all overjoyed that the Supreme Lord had appeared in this most extraordinary form on the earth planet, and that they could hold themselves no longer. They started decorating themselves, eager to come down quickly to the earth, which they did in disguise. And they continued to remain there, in and out of Sachi Mata's house. Kaviraj Goswami explains that since many, many people were coming and going, it was a huge crowd and nobody could really keep track of who was coming and who was going. And therefore, taking advantage of this confusion, the demigods and demigoddesses mingled with everybody. As time passed, the demigods decided to play some mischievous pranks. They wanted to have some fun. So when the local people would be with baby Nimai, so sometimes the demigods would just come in and go out, and the people would only see a shadow coming and going. And then the people would get alarmed, saying, "Oh, there's a ghost." Or some would say, "No, no, it's a thief." And then some would say, "Catch the thief, catch the thief." And another Brahmana who was expert in exorcism, that is exorcising ghosts, he would say, wait, now I will chant the holy name of Narsingha and let us see how you dare to come here. And others worship Durga to protect the child from ghosts and other such beings. So when the demigods, they saw this confusion and this fear in the minds of the residents of Navadvip who had gathered in the house of Shachimata, they all started laughing amongst themselves and they were enjoying the fun. So in this way, many, many people were coming. Shachimata was honored to receive the wife of Advaita Acharya, whose name was Sita Thakurani. And Sita Thakurani came there with many, many gifts. When she saw the child, the newborn child, she was astonished because she felt that apart from the complexion of this child, he was exactly like Krishna. In fact, she felt he must be Krishna himself. And she brought many auspicious things as well.
Shiva Sera Brahmani Namatara Malini Acharya Ratnera Patni Sange Sindura Haridra Taila Khai Kala Narikela Divya Puja Narigana Range.
The wife of Shiva's Thakur, whose name was Malini, she also came there. Accompanied by the wife of Chandrasekhar and other ladies, came there in great happiness to worship the baby with paraphernalia such as vermilion, turmeric, oil, fused rice, bananas, and coconuts. Prabhupada explains in the purport that it used to be the custom that when a child was newly born, then his body was smeared with some turmeric mixed with oil and vermilion. And these were auspicious substances. And such ritualistic ceremonies would take place. But Prabhupada says nowadays, when a child is delivered, it is usually in a maternity home of a hospital. And then as soon as the child is born, he is washed with antiseptic and then mother and child are sent home. And that's all. That concludes everything, Prabhupada says. There is no ceremony, there is no ritual, there is no religious function performed. But in those days, these ritualistic ceremonies were considered very significant and important because it invoked auspiciousness. And when Sita Thakurani, the consort of Sri Advaita Acharya, came there, and when she recognized this child as being Krishna, then she blessed the newly born child. She was the one who actually gave the name Nimai to this child.
Durva dhanya dila shirshe koila bahu ashishe chira jivi hoi dui bhai dakini shankhini hoite shanka upajila chitte dare name thuila nimai.
She brought fresh grass and paddy and placed it on his head and she blessed him. Koila bahu ashishe. It is a custom that when a child is born, the elders come and bless the child. And one of the usual blessings is, may you live long. Right? Chira jivi ho dui bhai. So may you two brothers live long. Chiranjivi bhava. This is a common blessing in India. When Mahaprabhu used to give blessings, he would say, Krishna matirastu. May your mati, your intelligence, be always absorbed in Krishna. But because Sita Thakurani understood that this was no ordinary child, so she prayed and she blessed, Chirajivi hau dui bhai, both of you, Vishwarup and you, Nimai, may you live long. At the same time, there was a little apprehension and fear in Sita Thakurani's mind. What was that fear? Dakini shankhini hoite. Prabhupada says in the purport that Dakini and Shankini are two associates of Lord Shiva and his wife, and they are supposed to be extremely inauspicious, having been born of ghostly life. So they're basically ghosts and witches. As we know, Lord Shiva is Bhutanath. He is the Lord of all living beings. The word Bhuta has two meanings. It means all living beings, and it also means ghosts. So Lord Shiva is the Lord of all living entities, and particularly he is also the Lord of the ghosts and the hobgoblins and the witches and so on. That is because Lord Shiva is the predominating deity of the mode of ignorance. And ghosts and hobgoblins and witches are very much under the spell of the mode of ignorance. Lord Shiva is so merciful that he gives shelter to those whom nobody else will give shelter to. Who will want to be associated with ghosts and hobgoblins? Everybody, all the demigods say, not me, you stay away from us. But Lord Shiva is very merciful. He thinks, what will happen to these souls? There must be some means for their deliverance as well. So let me give them some shelter. So he very mercifully gives them some shelter. But nevertheless, these witches and ghosts, they create inauspiciousness wherever they go on the earth. So Sita Thakurani was a little apprehensive of these ghosts and witches coming and harassing this child. Nowadays, of course, because of the predominance of the mode of ignorance and passion, it is common to find people being haunted by ghosts. Many times, all kinds of irrational behavior, absurd behavior happens because people are possessed by ghostly beings. Sita Thakurani therefore blessed the child, and she named him Nimai because Srila Prabhupada explains here that such inauspicious living creatures cannot go near a neem tree. Jagannath Mishra's house was right under a neem tree. The neem tree is considered very auspicious because it drives away ghostly beings. And apart from that, according to Ayurveda, the neem tree has many, many medicinal properties. Prabhupada used to be a pharmacist in his Grihastha Leela. So he has spoken elaborately about the qualities of neem. Do you want to hear something about neem? Since Nimai comes from neem, so it's a little appropriate. So I'll read from the purport. It is believed that such inauspicious living creatures cannot go near a neem tree. At least medically, it is accepted that neem wood is extremely antiseptic. And formerly, it was customary to have a neem tree in front of one's house. On very large roads in India, especially in Uttar Pradesh, where we are situated now, there are hundreds and thousands of neem trees. Neem wood is so antiseptic that Ayurvedic science uses it to cure leprosy. Medical scientists have extracted the active principle of the neem tree, which is called margosic acid. Neem is used for many purposes, especially to brush the teeth. In Indian villages, 90% of the people use neem twigs for this purpose. Because of all the antiseptic effects of the neem tree, and because Lord Chaitanya was born beneath the neem tree, Sita Thakurani gave the Lord the name Nimai. Later in his youth, he was celebrated as Nimai Pandit. So that's the mystery behind the Lord getting the name Nimai. So one reason is because the neem tree keeps away ghosts and witches, and Sita Thakurani wanted to protect the child from that. The second reason is that the neem tree has a lot of antiseptic qualities. And the third is because Jagannath Mishra's house was right below a neem tree. So that is how Sita Thakurani gave the name Nimai to the Supreme Lord. Actually, his name was Vishwambhar, but he was popularly called as Nimai. And then, after a few days, the mother and child left the maternity room in the house. Previously, in India, or in the Vedic culture, it used to be the custom that whenever a lady was about to deliver a child, she would be taken to another room in the house, which was specially meant for the purpose. There were no hospitals in those days, and in the house, a special room was designated for this purpose. And then after the birth of the child, the mother and child both would remain there for some time. In fact, way back, it used to be the custom that the mother would not see the son for 4 months. She would remain in that particular room. And at the time, here, as Prabhupada mentions, that a certain sanskar or a ritualistic ceremony would take place for purification on the 5th or the 9th day. On one of these 2 days or both days, the mother comes out of the house and then she goes to bathe in the Ganga or any other sacred river that may be nearby. And this is called Nishkramana, or the ceremony of coming out of the maternity home. In this way, various ceremonies were performed. So mother and son left the maternity home, and the ladies also accompanied them. Sita Thakurani was there on that occasion as well. She gave a lot of gifts and ornaments for the child. At that time, Sachi Devi honored Sita Thakurani in return, and so did Jagannath Mishra. That was also the custom. The guest and the host would honor each other. It was a culture of great respect. So then Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra were overwhelmed with feelings of transcendental bliss. In great happiness, Jagannath Mishra started giving away in charity everything that he had received. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that Jagannath Mishra received so many gifts from so many different quarters that as soon as the baby was growing up, he started giving away all these gifts to others. That is a genuine Brahmana. A Brahmana doesn't hoard. He is not a hoarder. He doesn't simply accumulate things for a rainy day. As soon as he gets something, he gives it away to the others. It inculcates a broad mind, a big heart. It keeps away greed and selfishness and brings in the qualities of compassion and kindness towards all living beings. At that time, Nilambar Chakravarti, who was the father of Shachi Mata and the grandfather of Nimai, he was present and he decided to cast the horoscope. Lagna Gani Harshamati Nilambara Chakravarti Gupte Kichu Kohilomishre Mahapurushe Rachinna Lagne Agne Bhinna Bhinna Dekhi Ei Tari Besam Sare. After calculating the birth moment of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nilambar Chakravarti privately said to Jagannath Mishra that he saw all the different symptoms of a great personality in both the body and birth moment of the child. Thus he understood that in the future, this child would deliver all the three worlds. In other words, Jagannath Mishra saw the horoscope and he understood that something special was here in this horoscope. Again, it was a Vedic custom that people would cast qualified astrologer would cast the horoscope of the child as soon as he was born. When we use the word horoscope, we can understand that for the common people of the world, it's a horror scope. Because what do you have predicted there? Birth, death, old age and disease. And all the sufferings that are going to come. And then the person becomes forewarned and he says he goes to some priest to avoid, to avert that particular disaster that's going to happen in my old age or such and such. I will do such and such ritualistic ceremony. So for a normal person, a mundane person, the horoscope is nothing but a listing of all the trials and tribulations he's going to undergo and all the horrors he's going to experience in this life in the future. But this child was different. When Nilambar Chakravarti, who was a very qualified, learned Brahmana and also an expert astrologer, he saw this horoscope, immediately he came to the conclusion, Mahapurushera Chinna. All the symptoms of a great personality are here in this horoscope. And he said, this person will deliver all the worlds. Even the horoscope itself is given here. In the purport, Prabhupada gives it, and Kaviraj Goswami also mentions a particular verse. Those of you who are into astrology, you may want to know. And others who don't know astrology won't know what it is all about. But the Kaviraj Goswami says, the moon was in Leo. Leo was the ascendant. Several planets were strongly positioned, and the Shadvarga and Ashtavarga showed all auspicious influences. So as Jagannath Mishra was explaining this to the assembled people there, he said, there is a prophecy that is common amongst the people of Navadvip, that one day a king will be born. But this king will be unusual, because he will be born in a Brahmana family. Normally kings are Kshatriyas, isn't it? But for this particular prediction, it was said that a king would be born in a Brahmana family. And then, the most extraordinary thing, he said, actually speaking, he will be much more than a king. So much so that it is impossible to describe what he will be. I cannot say what he will be. His characteristics are extremely extraordinary. At that time, there was another astrologer who happened to be present there. And he also examined the horoscope of the child. And he said, I am greatly fortunate to have seen the horoscope of this child. In my reading, this child is not different from Narayan. And he has appeared in this world to re-establish religious principles. He is going to establish the principle of pure loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And actually he will give to the whole world that pure love of God which is desired even by Brahma, Lord Shiva and Shukadev. And this child here will have all auspicious qualities. Just by his sight, people will obtain love of God. And he went on to glorify Nimai. And he said, I cannot understand how such a horoscope has appeared. It bewilders my mind. And he offered his respects. Jagannath Mishra, when he heard all this, he was so overjoyed that he simply clasped the lotus feet of the Brahmana, because his throat was choked with emotion, he couldn't say anything. The Brahmana in return clasped the feet of Jagannath Mishra, and then everyone started saying Jai Jai in the assembly. This was not the last time that Nimai Pandit bewildered astrologers. In his scholastic pastimes, much later on, several years later, as Nimai Pandit, the great scholar of grammar, he walked into the house of one local astrologer who was considered to be very learned and expert. And when he walked into the house, the astrologer saw this most radiant, effulgent, divine personality. And he said, who are you? You are Nimai Pandit, but I can understand that you are someone special. So Nimai came to the astrologer and said, please tell me, you are a great astrologer. Who was I in my previous life? So then the astrologer started looking at the horoscope and he made some calculations. And then he started getting all confused, because this was not an ordinary horoscope. And he had never seen a horoscope like this ever in his life. This astrologer was a devotee of Krishna. And he would constantly chant the Gopal mantra. You see, in sciences like astrology, there is a lot of intuition and subtle intelligence that is involved. It's not simply gross material intelligence. The professions like astrologers, Vaidyas, doctors, a lot depended on your intuitive power. And in early ages, in the Vedic times, astrologers, doctors were also sages. They were rishis. They were brahmanas. They performed austerities. they were engaged in devotional service. And because of that, because of the power of their austerity and their devotional service, they had that penetrating vision by which they could see the horoscope and understand something that was behind it. Similarly, as a doctor, a vaidya could easily understand what the disease was just by looking at a patient. A vaidya was once telling me that a vaidya is no vaidya. A vaidya is not worth his salt if by the time the patient walks into the room, he's not able to diagnose what the disease is. In the early ages, just by looking at the face and looking at the body and the way the person was walking and so on, the vaidya could get an initial estimation of what the problem was. So this Brahmana was also like that. He was a devotee, he performed austerities, and so he chanted the Gopal mantra and sat in meditation to understand what the horoscope of this young man was. And then he started seeing something extraordinary in his dreams. He saw Krishna in his four arms, bearing the Shankha Chakra Gadapadma, the four ornaments that he has. And then he suddenly saw the scene of Kansa's prison. There was Devaki and Vasudev. And then there was a small child who then suddenly appeared without any clothes. And then Vasudev was transferring him to Gokul. And then in his meditation, this astrologer saw Krishna as Shyam Sundar in Vrindavan with the gopis who were playing musical instruments. And he started getting bewildered. Who is this? And then he started praying to the Lord, "Oh Lord, please reveal to me the identity of this young Brahmana who has come in front of me." And then he opened his eyes, he saw Nimai sitting there smiling, and he again closed his eyes in meditation, still bewildered by what he had seen. And then one after the other, he started seeing visions of all the different incarnations of the Lord. He first saw Lord Ramachandra in his green complexion sitting on the throne. Then he saw Lord Varaha, Lord Narsingha, Lord Matsya, and many, many incarnations. And then finally, being thoroughly bewildered, the astrologer started thinking, who is this Brahmana? Perhaps he's expert in chanting mantras to invoke the incarnations. Or perhaps he is a demigod who has taken this form of a human Brahmana just to amuse himself, or perhaps to test me. Or perhaps he's an astrologer who has come here to disgrace me. And then he opened his eyes and looked at Nimai. And then Nimai said, "So my dear astrologer, you have not answered my question. Who was I in my previous life?" And the astrologer said, "Actually, I still have to chant my mantras. I will chant my mantras and do some study, and then you come back in the afternoon. Now you return home. You come back in the afternoon and I will tell you who you were in your previous life." Because the astrologer, being completely nonplussed, he thought that now I should take more shelter of Gopal, my Gopal and my Gopal mantra, and then perhaps I will get some intelligence to understand who this person is and was in the previous life. In this way, Nimai Pandit executed his divine pastimes, and he continued here. Many pastimes he performed in his childhood, in his Poganda age, his Kaishor age, his Yovana age, and finally in Jagannath Puri. So Kaviraj Goswami and Vrindavan Das Thakur have given most wonderful descriptions of these pastimes. We can all try to read these pastimes and hear them. And remember always Kaviraj Goswami's warning given to us here, that till such time as we hear the wonderful pastimes of Mahaprabhu, it is better we had not lived. So we can also taste a few drops from this Amrita Dhuni, from this flowing river of the nectar of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.